This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously. I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you fighting back. No more prisoners. Now, don't get stupid on me, but I'm just saying, don't blow it off. Don't blow things off just because you don't want to start a fight. You don't want to get involved in it. You don't. No, you want to. You want to be involved. You want to be engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you heard me earlier. I did the story about the, I never really finished it, but the story about the Santa Barbara City Council deciding that now they have to charge you to drink out of plastic cups. So the state of California, you know, you're talking about a bunch of eco nuts, and it really, there's really no proof, no science around what they're pushing on us. But they're so worried that you're going to hurt the environment. Now they have a paper straw. I had a drink out of one the other day. And after a glass and a half of my iced tea, the straw was pretty much useless. Had to get another one, right? And San Francisco did the same thing. The nut jobs, the state as a whole, but San Francisco was the first one to do it. So they decided that plastic was too dangerous. Plastic was bad, and it was hurting birds and everything else, right? So what happens? They go ahead and they say, okay, paper only. That's all you can do is paper roll. Now I want you to think about something. Take a tractor trailer or a box truck and fill it with plastic bags. So you might get like 50,000 plastic bags in one box truck. Now fill it with paper bags, the same truck for the same routes. You might get 10,000 in there. So now you want to talk about a carbon footprint? Now you got five trips you have to make to get rid of all those paper bags. There's a lot more weight on the streets. They're tearing up the road more. What are roads paved with? They're paved with tar. All right? When they're having to fix those roads, what are you burning? You're burning gasoline. I mean, they don't think anything through. Well, look at us. We're getting rid of plastic. We're going to paper. How wonderful we are. You're idiots.
And what are paper straws made of?
And what?
Trees.
Yeah, no, they don't. See, you're asking them to think stuff through now. Now there's something wrong with you. So they don't think it through. And now Berkeley decides, you know, because they're the smart, the Berkeley, the bastion of craziness. I want to be kind of nice. So they pass a 25-cent tax on disposable cups. So any cup that you can throw away, specifically, they're trying to stop those big red cups, right? 25-cent tax on disposable cups. Anyway. So they took a major step forward. They're eliminating restaurant waste. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to become a plastic-free city and eliminate as much restaurant waste as humanly possible. Now, a lot of people, a lot of families, will go out to eat because they perceive, I'm not saying it's true or not true, but they perceive that going out to eat is cheaper than eating at home in some cases, right? Because they don't have to wash dishes. They don't have to do the. They can feed the kids fast. They can get a lot of food, get in and get out, and they're done. So let's fix that by driving up the cost of going out to eat. Because, you know, the restaurant's got to pass it on. They don't make big bucks per meal. They make the money per volume. So they approved a new litter reduction ordinance. The city council approved an ordinance that requires all takeout foodware to be compostable and requires business to charge customers 25 cents for disposable cups. Single-use disposable foodware and litter reduction ordinance is focused on reducing waste. And they say it's really only created at restaurants and cafes, coffee shops, and places like that. So all you, well, I guess in my day, they would call you yuppies. So all you millennials are causing this problem because you love your Starbucks. You love all those places you can get in and get out fast, right? Many Berkeley restaurants already switched to compostable to-go-ware and reusables for dining in. No kidding, we got to throw away silverware. Many places already use silverware. Has anybody sat down and thought about what it costs to run those commercial dishwashers? And the amount of heat and then the electricity it takes to make that and the amount of gas it takes to heat up the water tanks? I know, I'm getting ridiculous, but I'm doing it on purpose. They just, these guys, these nuts don't stop. And you think about this. Think about what this is costing them, what they're spending on this. And then you've got Newsom coming back into power. Newsom, who's decided you need even more taxes. Really, you need more taxes. Because it's a way to slow you down. It's a way to keep you from wasting. You know, back in December, California State Board voted to restrict water to farmers. We don't want them growing too much food now, do we? So, I mean, think about it. We're talking about farmers who grow food, in a lot of cases, not just for California, but for the rest of the country. So, what were they thinking? Now, they're thinking that we're going to use less water if they restrict water to farmers. I'm trying to figure out what the thought process here. Will they grow? Well, they're thinking they can reuse, they can capture. They can reuse. How many times can you reuse water to feed plants? You don't the plants pull the nutrients and stuff out of the water when they're growing? Okay. Not as big an idiot as I thought I was. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud
we are back. Welcome to your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll at the our website. And when you find that, come on. You should know this by heart. Right. TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. All right. Let's get back at it, because I was having so much fun with this earlier. And even more now. This just gets better and better because the Dems really, really are losing their mind over some of this stuff. And Santa, in California, like I said to you earlier, you know, we were sanctuary states, sanctuary cities. I guess we're sanctuary against plastic or something, whatever. I mean, we are against everything that they just think that they may not like or just don't agree with. So, you know, we can't have plastic cups, you can't have plastic straws, you can have paper straws, but you can use twice as many, you can't have plastic bags, you can have paper bags, but, I mean, you see, there's no rhyme or reason to this. You know, we went from killing trees to not killing trees, now we have plastic that's killing birds, you can't have plastic, oh, just, God, please. But it gets better, because as I've been telling you, this is a communist state. There's no way around it. There's no way to think any different of it. And we're back at Santa Barbara again. This is where the loons seem to hang out. Poor Dennis Miller lives up there. It's time for him to leave. Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees president says the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag is steeped in expressions of nativism and white nationalism. In the emails obtained exclusively by Campus Reform, the president of the SBCC Board of Trustees, Robert Milia, stated that he decided to discontinue use of the Pledge of Allegiance at board meetings because of its history. Yeah, okay. Livestream videos of the board's past several meetings show that the last three members recited the Pledge of Allegiance during a board member, or the last time members recited the Pledge of Allegiance was December 13th. Now, during the January 10th, live stream meeting, Miller noted at the beginning that it was his first meeting as president of the board. It was also the first meeting since a similar circumstance in the summer of 2018 that members did not recite the pledge. He said, I decided to discontinue the use of the Pledge of Allegiance for reasons related to the history and symbolism. What, you mean like freedom? Liberty? The ability to live your own life? Live your own religion or non-religion? Yeah, terrible things. He said, I've discovered that the Pledge of Allegiance has a history steeped in expressions of nativism and white nationalism. In addition to these reasons, Miller said that he'd rather pledge his allegiance to the Constitution instead of the physical object. Isn't the Constitution a physical object? I thought so. It's written on a piece of paper. It's physical. He said, I also object to the phrase, one nation under God, Miller said. The First Amendment not only protects freedom of speech and religion, but it also expressly prohibits laws that establish a religion. The U.S. Supreme Court has expressly extended those rights to those who express no belief in God. Thus, I disagree with the 1955 Act of Congress to add this phrase to the Pledge of Allegiance. The problem is, for an educator, he's a moron. The Supreme Court has already ruled that it's okay to say, one nation under God. Part of our history. And if he believes that our deist founding fathers, which he'd be wrong, didn't want us to have anything to do with religion, then again I would say he's not an educator. It's not the first time that Santa Barbara has gone head-to-head with the trustees over reciting the pledge. In a statement of Campus Reform, Barbara said that while speaking during a board meeting in spring of 2008, she noted that the members did not recite the pledge then either. She voiced her concerns and was kind of pushed away, and then it was restated or reinstated. See, here's the thing. This is where I get on you parents. When they don't do that and you're at a board meeting, you get up and do it. They're not going to throw you out. It's a 15-second pledge. You can get it done before the time he slams the gavel three times. Before he can even call the police, right? It's a form of defiance, but you're not physically involving anybody. You put your hand over your heart and you recite the pledge, no matter what he's saying or doing. What's the problem? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Okay, so the Women's March happened 2 weekends ago now, and I was listening to interviews that were being done and trying to figure out, okay, how do you come at this? How do you play it? How do you talk about it? And I came to the conclusion, very simply, this was no woman's march. This was a trash Trump, elevate liberalism and socialism march. That's all it was. Had really nothing to do with women's rights. I mean, other than the fact that you should be able to have an abortion anytime you want, on demand, at any phase, at any place, at any point in the pregnancy. Now, you won't get them to actually say that. At least I thought you wouldn't, but I was wrong. They do say it several times. I'm going to play some of those clips. Well, maybe I'll start them now. We'll see. We'll see. But it was amazing to find out, again, at how open these people are about this. How now it's gotten to the point where there's no reason to hold back. What's going to happen? Nobody's going to get in your case, right? And, man, I've got these laid out in such a fashion. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, when we come back, I've got a boatload of these clips I'm going to play for you. I hope you'll enjoy them. I'm not going to get through them all, but I'm going to have fun with them all. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there. You want to sign up for the email blast. It only goes out once a week. So, you know, click on there. You give me your email address. I send it out. I let you know who's going to be on. The topic's going to be discussing some of the stuff that we're seeing. I do mean stuff. Some of the stuff we're selling. All kinds of things going on. You can make donations off the website, which would be really, really good. And read some of the articles that we're posting. Let us know what you think about the articles. Let us know what you think about the site as a whole. If you want to find us on Twitter, it's at Real Joe Messina. That's at Real Joe Messina. Don't go far. You're going to enjoy these clips. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A breaking news update this hour out of Houston, Texas, where four police officers shot while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two, we are told, are in critical condition at the hospital. Two suspects killed. Now, this comes just 3 years after a gunman kills five police officers in Dallas, Texas. In a tweet, Houston police reporting the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters have been exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. And nasty cold, bitter winter weather across the country. Snow could even hit in the south in Atlanta ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-0855-732-5563. So, the Women's March took place last weekend, and I've come to the conclusion after listening to many of these cuts that it actually had nothing to do with women. It had everything to do with being a, you know, a Trump-hating, abortion-loving, men-stink march. That's all it was. And when you hear them, you'll hear why. So the young man, let me see if I can pull this up. The young man that actually did the interviews, I don't think it was his first one, but he was enjoying himself way too much. I don't know if I could have enjoyed myself that much with these loons.
Hey guys, it's Fuckus. This week we're in downtown LA for the Women's March. We're going to talk to some ladies and some guys. We're going to see what's going on, see what the day is all about.
Well, the day is all about men bashing. So let's go through a couple of these. I'll comment them as we go, but you'll see what I'm talking about.
Just to come together and be all...
Now, this young lady is a kick. She has got pinkish hair and white hair, and she's dressed with the unmentionable shirt on. And listen to what she said, what their perception of what they're doing there is.
Just to come together and be all inclusive and share positive energy and woman power, and I think it's just like a good day for people to express how they feel and express love and
Express how we feel. It's about women power. It's a come together.
Dress up and have fun.
Dress up and have fun. Just saying. I get, apparently. I don't know. I mean, you should see how they're dressed. Dress up. Not kidding.
All right. We got one. Gillette is right.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that, you know, honestly, it's time for men to start changing what the idea of what people think a man is and start recognizing that their behaviors are, you know, toxic, especially towards women. And, you know, it's just, there's just nothing wrong with that. And
they're toxic towards women. They have to change how they act. They have to change it. I got nothing. I got no specifics as to how I need to change anything. I just need to change all those men things.
They need to realize that, and thank you, Gillette, for doing that.
Yes, thank you, Gillette, for doing absolutely nothing.
Toxic masculinity. Okay, I got it.
Where are we saying toxic masculinity today? Okay.
I mean, it's at its worst, at its, like, it gets us where we got now, where this person who
it's pirate guy. Who'd you vote for?
What about building the wall?
All right, so I didn't cut that out, and I should have. He's doing this interview, and a guy walks by him in a pirate suit with a sign. This is like, you don't impeach Trump. Now, notice he asked him a question. It's pirate guy. Who did you vote for? Yeah, well, don't get me talking about that wall. What? I mean, just... Never mind.
At its worst, at its, like, it gets us where we got now, where this person...
It's pirate guy. Who'd you vote for?
What about building the wall? We won't even talk about that.
So where are we seeing toxic masculinity?
Well, we see it everywhere.
What's an example of that?
The president.
Yeah, give me an example of toxic masculinity. And what's he say? The president. The president is not an example. The president is not an action. He's a person.
Well, we see it everywhere. And what's an example of that? The president. Like, the idea of guys can be nice to each other, and they can be themselves, and they can have feelings, and they can, like, touch each other, and maybe that's gay, and maybe...
We can have feelings, and we can touch each other. I touch men all the time. I reluctantly hug men, but I reluctantly hug everybody.
Yes, you do.
It's a true statement. That's right. I don't want cooties. Anyway, no, I touch men. Men I'm very close to. I have no problem giving them a little kiss on the cheek. Now, if I give you a kiss on two cheeks, you better watch over your back as you walk out to the parking lot or have somebody else start the car. You know what I'm saying? But... No, seriously, who thinks that men don't or aren't okay with that? Who thinks that men aren't okay with touching each other?
Each other, and maybe that's gay, and maybe it's not, and it doesn't matter if it is.
Yeah, nobody cares. You're making the big deal out of it, not us.
However I am, I can be as me and come to gay pride and be as gay as I want. Like, the gay the way I need and want to be.
The gay that you want to be like. I don't know what that means.
And be as gay as anybody else. And I see that, like, my feeling oppressed because of my sexuality wakes me up to feel like, oh, I get it. Like, other people who are oppressed because they're...
But wouldn't it be better not to feel oppressed? Maybe there are certain injustices that we can be more aware of. So once you label yourself as oppressed, doesn't that kind of put you in a downward spiral?
Oh, this is good. So the commentator's telling him, okay, you know, think about this. You know, you're saying that you're oppressed and yada, 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 and doesn't that put you in that position? Listen to what his response is. Listen carefully to what this inclusive group, what his response is.
Spiral of, like, victimhood?
Oh, I relate to that a lot from, like, a Jewish perspective. Like, that's a kind of a very Jewish narrative. Like, they tried to kill us. We won, let's eat. Ha ha. That's like every Jewish holiday in a few words. Not long ago. You know what I'm saying? How crazy.
Every Jewish holiday in a few words. Nobody got upset about that. Every Jewish holiday in a few words. Like, you know, like they're always negative. They're always talking about being persecuted. They're always talking about what you're doing to me. Isn't that amazing? Don't you find that amazing at all? And nobody said a word. He got away with it.
In a society with strong men, they would never allow...
He just found one guy. One guy that was willing to talk about how masculinity is not toxic and what society's doing.
In a society with strong men, they would never allow for the taking of guns and free speech, and they would never allow the collapse of America. So you have to dumb people down. Of course, yeah, there's rapey men, and no one likes them, but toxic masculinity... is a small problem. Toxic femininity and, like, demasculinity is a huge problem.
Ooh.
Now that we have a bunch of pathetic men everywhere, it's easy to rape the United States metaphorically.
Ooh. Now this guy, I don't know if I have another cut of him. He's got hair that's 2 feet long. I mean, he looks, if I was judging a book by its cover, I would figure he was a lib. He's there, you know, and...
All the men who have been soyed down, that's now a verb, they're the ones that are going for communism. So, like, I shouldn't be the most masculine guy here. I'm wearing a Golden Girl shirt. I have, my hair is like 2 feet long. I should not be one of the more masculine guys. I'm not.
I love this guy. I'm sorry. I think he's wonderful.
Bragging. This is pathetic.
I would say you're probably like the second most masculine guy here.
Yeah, probably like the first one, and you're probably second.
It's definitely close.
Yeah, there's other guys that seem more masculine than you, but I would say you're a top 10.
Top 10.
But if you think about this, this is going on at the women's end. There's more, we're going to play a lot of these clips. I'm going to try to get them all done before you do the show.
Don't you agree that society now is less masculine than ever?
Yeah, sure.
What did you? I don't know. How can we say that? Like, I was born in the 80s. Have you been about, like, forever? I don't know.
We're beyond, like, the steak and cigarettes for breakfast days and, like, that kind of...
Steak and cigarettes? Who eats steak and cigarettes for breakfast?
Stuff. Like, we're less masculine than we used to be historically.
There's guys doing yoga, and there's... Yeah, there's it's changing, for sure. I see what you're saying.
And would you agree that good masculinity... there's evil that exists in the world, and good masculinity fights away that evil? When it's wars, it's being evil people, it's standing up for people who are helpless.
Yeah, I think that just talking about things as evil is a cop out.
I'm saying,
so we can't have evil? There is no evil? That's evil.
Like you say there's a rapist or a murderer. Yeah. It's like, that's toxic masculinity. I would maybe agree with that. That makes sense,
sure,
of course.
Sure.
But then maybe I would also say a strong masculine person might defend against and that. There's a hijacker on the plane. Like, that's bad. But a man might step up and be more inclined to stop that person, right?
It's okay to be... I would... What is this, like, Ali G? You're not trying to get, like, to agree to, like, bad ideas, right?
I think my ideas are good.
Genuine conversation.
Yeah, I think there's good masculinity in the world.
For sure.
I think good masculinity defeats evil. I think we're less masculine than ever. So
we are less masculine than ever. Seriously. I look at... anyway, the thing I love about this, though, here, the man being interviewed is searching for answers. He doesn't know what masculinity is, toxic or otherwise. And then you have women in the background screaming at the top of their lungs about how bad men are. Again, was it a women's rights march? Or was it a pound on men, pound on Trump, and abortion, anytime, anyhow, anyway?
If you ask me, I would say the problem is that we're not masculine enough anymore.
Got to go for a break. I need to catch my breath and come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Really, don't leave me here all alone. We'll be back in a minute.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, taking the time with us. Hopefully you're enjoying us. If you're not, I don't know what the heck you're doing tuned in. I don't get that one at all. Yeah, well, maybe they got nothing else to do. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. We're talking about the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of. But we're talking about the Women's March that took place, I think, 2 weekends ago. And there was a young man there interviewing some of the participants. And I come to the conclusion it has absolutely nothing to do with women. What it has to do with is hating Trump, hating Republicans, hating conservative women, loving abortion, and loving their party. So it has nothing to do, nothing about America, nothing about women's, nothing, absolutely nothing. Take a listen.
For every dollar a man makes, a woman makes 50 cents. But, you know, since we got up from...
No. This is how fast pay scales change. Okay? it's about 1 o'clock during the interview, and they already had their stuff set. But apparently, when they got up that morning, they found out that wages had dropped 20 cents an hour for women. Take a listen.
For every dollar a man makes, a woman makes 50 cents. But, you know, since we got up from the elevator, everyone's been telling us that's wrong. That's actually 36 cents now. And these are men and women telling us this. So
it must be true.
Hour a man makes, a woman makes 36 cents?
That is correct.
Women get paid 73 cents on the dollar compared to their male counterparts.
Well, I can see the discrepancy here. Because women always tell the truth, as we found out by Professor Ford, and men always lie. So the woman was saying that women only get paid 36 cents for every dollar, which I'm sure she hit it backwards. And he's coming across basically saying the exact opposite, that women get 70-some-odd cents to every dollar a man gets.
To be fair, isn't that just comparing median income of men versus median income from women? Because women straight out of college and women who are in the workforce for years who aren't married and have children make more than men. Does that kind of play a role, or do you think that's relevant?
It could be relevant, but what I think is that in usually the male-dominated workforce, there is more talk given to the male side of the workforce because there are more males there.
Ah. Well, it's always good to have an answer. I'm not going to get through these lists. I keep cranking through them. This one I love, too. This is a good one.
When does the baby fetus, that's a fertilized egg, become alive?
When it's to the point where it can't be, you can't turn back. Where it's not.
When it gets to the point where it can't turn back, what would that be? I mean, what's the point of no return? Whatever. Is he talking about actually turning around in the uterus? Well, what does he mean?
Back, where it's not like you're not actually killing a human. You're like killing just the inside part, where it's like the before there are actually like something.
So you say after the heart? I guess the heartbeat would be a good factor.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So anything after 3 weeks, you would say is cool, not to be illegal.
Not to be legal? Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Now I'd love to say I love this guy, but I still don't know what he was talking about on the front end. You know what I'm saying? Here's the Hispanic women back again for some.
Women, specifically Hispanic women, are the lowest paid in that ladder, in that corporate ladder.
To be fair, why wouldn't companies hire only women then and just pay them a third of what they're paying men?
You know, it's more than that. It's not just pay. It's, you know, how you get there. Women have consistently not been given enough opportunities. And, you know, as you are aware, you have to develop your skill. You have to develop your, job requirements that you need to do the job. But when.
Shouldn't you develop the skills first before you want to get the high pay? You know, I was a technician for years. I went in at the dog salary, right? I think there were two female technicians where I worked at the time. They got paid as much as we did because the salary scale was, it depended on the here's the key word, depended on the experience that you had. So that would put you in the scale of how you got paid. So if she made less than I did, it's because she didn't take the same class as I did, not because she was a female.
Women are not being given opportunities to even enter the workforce, of course.
And at the time that I was a technician, a network technician, my boss was a female.
5-10 years from now, they end up earning less than their husbands. Statistically speaking, again, I'm going off what the general public's telling me. If they're saying that...
What the general public... Well, it must be gold, right? I mean, it's almost like finding it on that interweb thing. If the internet says it, it's got to be real.
This is wrong, and it's 30 cents a dollar. There has to be some truth to that. You know, and some truth to...
It's on the interweb.
All of this frustration, this anger, this... you know, yes, just anger and frustration amongst women out here, you know?
No, I don't, but that's okay. So, this one I love too. One of the catchphrases in this one was intellectual diversity. What is that? Somebody stupid? Somebody smart? I mean, diversity? Differences?
In order to target inequality in the United States between men and women, A lot of people talk about systemic inequality. What specific cases can we fight against in the government that we can pinpoint there's systemic inequality? Let's fight that.
I think the best way to fight that is hiring getting people into positions of power that are people of color, especially women that are people of color. I think that's the best way to get them to, like, fight off the systemic inequality.
We do need more women in office because, you know, this country is filled with men and women. So if any women are interested that are seeing this.
It'd be nice to have more women if more women were interested and qualified. Can we get qualified too? Would I like to see more women pilots? Sure. I'd like to know they know how to fly first, though.
Please run and support your community.
In this current day and age, why does someone's gender or skin color matter?
Why should it matter?
I don't think it should matter. And that's just an old...
Then why should we be hiring someone specifically because of their skin color or gender?
I think just for diversity's sake, because everyone that, like, different people of color have come through different backgrounds, and it's important to get those different ideas out, help, like, mesh a collective mind instead of just one type of group always in charge of everything.
So shouldn't we be focusing on intellectual diversity versus diversity of identity?
I think intellectual diversity is really important, but it also comes from the place you've grown up from. A lot of people don't have the same kind of resources from, like, the education levels of their parents and whatnot to be able to actually, like, have that kind of intellectual diversity growing up. So I feel like
I'm lost. I mean, they have to sound so smart. They use words, they use phrases, they string them together so they can sound like geniuses, but they lost.
At what point does the fetus become alive?
No, I do believe that a fetus is born, but a human right at conception, but they don't really become living until 8 weeks.
So they're conceived, they become human, but they're not alive.
Okay, so if after 8 weeks we've established it's a human life, okay? And the woman decides to have an abortion at week 20, can we say that, would you say it's her right to terminate / kill the child in her womb?
Yeah, it is.
It's a human. It's alive, but she can still kill it. Do you think she even knows what she just said?
It is. It's a human life. The government works to protect the life and liberty of individuals.
I'm trying to involve me into a discussion about abortion. For me, my stance is clear. It's the woman's choice.
So the woman has a choice to kill the kid if she wants to. If the life human being...
It's not a kid.
What about a minute before it's born? Can't she kill it then?
I'm involving me in this discussion. My point is clear.
Yes, you know, you're okay with murder. From one side. Not from both sides, but just from one side. It really is interesting.
Why do you think these people think it's empowering to kill an unborn baby?
For a while, I was pro-choice, not extremely, but the more I learn about liberals and how delusional they are, I was like, oh, they probably are murdering babies. For a while, I was like, nah, but just look how they deal with everything. They lie about the border, they cover up human trafficking. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're probably killing babies.
Oh, I get so many of these. And the last one is perfect. Just perfect.
It is a women's march. It should encompass, it sounds like, all women. Why are we not seeing many conservative women here today?
Because Trumpets have a defect in their brain. They don't know how to do math or logic. How could you vote against your own gender and your own right to have the same rights as everybody else in this country? How could you possibly say that there's something wrong with your brain?
Do you think the feminist empowered women view is being pro-choice?
I wouldn't even go as far as feminist. I'd say the human view. Pro-choice. This is my body. I'm not going to pay for an unwanted passenger.
Oh, God. I'm Joe, the senior host. I'm going to leave you on that note. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address once a week. Shouldn't be an irritant. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And we'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.